So locals in Macclesfield would have walked past the old J.J. Cookson's and gone, what's going on there then? And J.J. Cookson had been around in Macclesfield for, it's a bit of a heritage brand. I've brought in Simon from Acorn Kia Macclesfield. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you for having us.
It's J.J. Cookson, you've kept on some of the staff, you've kept on some of the locals, and also... It's just that it's now Kia, not Persia. That's all it is, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, as you said, J.J. Cookson's has been one of the landmarks, I suppose, of Macclesfield for, well, going back over 100 years for the history of the family. Moving forward, in a nutshell, they decided that the time was up, that they wanted to carry on being a motor dealer. And end of June, James actually... finished as a Peugeot dealer on the site, basically put the dealership and the land up for sale. So we've been aiming to get into the Macclesfield area for quite a while, obviously not having a Kia presence round at the moment. And the site, the location, the area, and I suppose having the knowledge of, you know, it's like you say, Cookson's, Waters Green, everybody knows it in the area. It was just the perfect fit for us, to be honest.
What's the reception been like when people walk past and people have been peering through the window, like, what's going on?
It's been, you know, sort of people coming past, popping in and, you know, what's going on? What's happened? You know, who are you? You know, what's going on? What's happened to Cookson's? But the nice thing, like you just mentioned, that we've been very fortunate to do is because... basically of the changes, the staff that work there, be it in the sales, the accounts, the technicians in the workshop, everybody that's worked there, we've kept on in employment, so they've transferred across to come and work for Acorn, which has been great because local knowledge, the old Cookson's customers, people that have been going there for years, they've still got the same friendly faces, if you like, when they walk through the door. And they can still see, oh, hi, it's so-and-so on service, or recognise one of the technicians that's worked on my car for a number of years or in sales. The only difference, really, is different ownership and a different brand that we've got in the dealership now. So, it's been very positive. You know, it's been very positive. Naturally, I think people, intuition, you know, being a bit inquisitive, peering through the window, coming off the train, waiting at the bus stop and walking past. Naturally, you're sort of seeing people sort of saluting and, you know, looking through the window. But it's great. It's, you know, it's what we want.
So Acorn Motor Group, which is the company that you work for, are you the big boss man or... I'm put you on the spot there.
Yeah, straight on the spot. So I'm head of business, so right. I'm in charge and I run... Acorn Kia in Macclesfield. As far as Acorn Motor Group, we are a predominantly Kia franchise group, and we go travel basically anywhere from Cannock through to Stone through to dealerships in Crewe. Obviously, this is the latest addition that we've had in Macclesfield, and we're ever expanding. End of the year, we're going to be opening another Kia dealership in Warrington, and the sites haven't stopped there. You know, we are moving forward and getting bigger.
It's a national group anyway.
Yeah, you know, it is. I mean, we are now one of the largest Kia groups in the UK, you know. But with that, that's very important for our management team, our directors and everything. We haven't grown above our station, for want of a better word. You know, you look at how we operate. We operate as a modern motor retailer. You know, it's about the people that we employ, hence how we've kept on the people that work for J.J. Cookson's. Our business is selling cars and servicing cars and looking after, but the main thing is obviously looking after the customers, and that's what we're trying to do with keeping all the Cookson's customers as well, hopefully transitioning from a Peugeot across to a Kia. But it's a case of the customer service element of it as well.
When the site came up at Macclesfield, was it a unanimous decision? Go, oh, Macclesfield, yes, we want to be there. Yeah,
100%. I mean, our board of directors have been looking for a foot in the door of Macclesfield, to be honest, for over 2.5 years.
So you said to me before we recorded this, there's no Kia dealership in the Macclesfield area, is that right?
There's not. There was a Kia dealership years and years ago that went. So Kia haven't had a presence and a foothold in Macclesfield for a number of years. Now, we've been looking, from our point of view, for the right place to move into. And obviously the Cookson site is perfect for us. So we wanted to make sure it was the right location for us, which is great. And so we found it, and here we are.
But you do know, I mean, we've as a radio station, you know, a bit of history for us, though. We were Silk FM. We were then Cheshire's Silk. Then we were Cheshire's Silk 106.9. Now we're Cheshire's Silk Radio, because we're on online and on DAB and on FM as well. You're always going to get those people that just go, I'm going to go JJ Cookson for my next car, you know, or my Kia car. You're always going to get that, you know that, don't you?
Because we're creatures of habit.
Yeah.
You know, the people that have been in the local area for, you know, for all their years, and still will for time. Oh, I'm going to pop to Cookson's. You know, that's fine, because it's a natural.
Yeah.
It's the same as many other places around the area, or any area you go to. It's just the natural reaction of, oh, I'm going to pop down to Cookson's, or...
It's only because that name's been there so long
100%.
That it's in the normal local vocabulary. So when people see us out and about for Silk Radio, people go, oh, Silk FM. We haven't been Silk FM for over 15 years.
No.
But, you know, people just naturally just go to that original name, don't they? So.
100%. And I suppose at the end of the day, you know, we're Acorn Motor Group and Raycon Kia Macclesfield. If they want to come down to JJ Cookson's, because that's what they recognise as the place.
Yeah.
You know, that's absolutely fine, you know. But obviously, we'll look after them whichever they come down.
Well, on behalf of Macclesfield people and the local radio station around here, welcome to Macclesfield.
No, thank you very much.
There's a load of steps somewhere near where your place is, by the way.
Yes, I've seen them.
Have you seen them?
Yes, I have seen them.
They are, I call them the Widowmaker.
Yes. And I can see why now. I can see why.
I think they're affectionately known as something else around here, but anyway, but I can't remember what the name was. Anyway, but yeah, welcome to Macclesfield, and we look forward to doing some bits and bobs with you in the future.
Perfect, thank you for having us.
No problem. Before we wrap this up, by the way, I do like that new Evo, is it Evo 9?
The EV9.
New. What a beast that looks like. Oh, wow.
First, I mean, it's fully electric, seven-seater SUV. I mean, Kia are in their development, there's no hiding from Kia's point. They want to be the number one for electric cars.
So is that bigger than the Sorento that used to be?
It's bigger than the Sorento. It's a 6 or 7 seat configuration, full electric, different trim levels. I mean, we've actually got the preview of the car coming to Acorn Kia Macclesfield, or JJ Cookson, tomorrow evening with two showings at 4 and 6 o'clock.
Yeah, because you've got this, is it an open day, or a launch event?
What we've done is we've combined the two. So, you know, we're fortunate enough to have the new car, which is doing a UK tour, and we do only have the car for, you know, the two slots tomorrow. But we're also combining it, and even if people want to come down and see the car, or if people, naturally, as you said, they're inquisitive as to what's going on, we're combining it with an opening in the dealership. So come down, come and have a look at the car, come and meet the team that you may already know, come and meet me, and just come and have a look. Any questions people have got, you know, they're more than welcome. We'd love to see everybody.
So what are the details tomorrow for the launch, if they want to come down for the launch of Acorn Kia Macclesfield? Is it office hours, 9 till 5 or something? What's the deal?
We're extending the opening for tomorrow.
Okay.
We've got two unveilings and preview of the car. One's at 4 o'clock and one's at 6 o'clock. So it will go on till approximately 7. The dealership's going to be open all day for people if they want to come down and see us. But if it's specifically the car that they want, so all they've got to do, they can either go onto the website and book themselves a place, they can give us a call, or they can just turn up, just come and see us. You know, we'd love to see people and answer any questions about our range, about the new car, about us, you know, about any questions or anything that they've got.
Brilliant. Simon, thanks very much.
Thanks for your time. Thank you.
That's a wrap. There we go. That's all we needed to do.